Hello, this is John with Saul's message for New Year's Day. First, I would like to thank you all most warmly and sincerely for your New Year greetings. I was overwhelmed, in fact, quite blown away by your outpourings of love. So again, thank you. Today, Saul is telling us what we need to resolve and intend in 2014. See only the light, the Christ consciousness in others. The new year of 2014 has arrived, bringing with it an abundance of blessings for all of humanity as you approach ever more closely to the moment of your awakening into reality. Let go of your doubts about this and any you may have about God, even about whether he truly exists or not, for they only disconcert you. Deep within, you know that you are forever held in his loving embrace and are shortly to awaken. Focus on the truth of that, the reality of that, and allow his love to flow through you to all of humanity, uplifting and inspiring you as it does so. We are all one. There is no separation. God is all that there is. He is his creation, and therefore we are all, every one of us without exception, eternally part of or aspects of God. You, humanity, lost sight of this eternal truth as you engaged with the illusion and chose to experience an imaginary and unreal separation from your ever-loving source. Well, the time has come for you to cease having that unreal and extremely discouraging experience. You were created to live as one with Source, God, our Heavenly Father, love in action. And until you return to that state, you can never be truly happy. Within the illusion, you always feel driven to seek out something better, something more. And each time you find something, it very quickly loses its appeal, its charm. What you are truly seeking, but scarcely recognize, is a return to reality. Only you cannot remember it, and therefore you settle for extremely unsatisfactory substitutes that can only add to your unhappiness as they constantly disappoint you, failing utterly to fill the enormous gap in your hearts that only God's love can satisfy. It is always there for you, waiting for you to open to it. But distrust and disbelief have become endemic for you because you have been hurt so often and have suffered so much. To be separated from Source is to suffer, because your natural state is to be one with it, and even though the separation is unreal, if it were real, you would instantly cease to exist. The pain it causes you is intense. You long to belong, to be one with, and you seek out lovers and friends, but to no avail, because the only true satisfaction is to be one with your Source. When you open yourselves to that love once more, fully open yourselves to it, all suffering ceases, and that is your awakening. To move forwards towards that state, cease all judgment and intend to see only the light, the Christ consciousness in others. When you do that, you become a loving presence, and the energy field surrounding you glows, and it warms all those with whom you connect in any manner at all. They then resonate with that warmth, and their own energy fields light up with joy. There are very few among you who have not had at least a slight experience of the warmth of another's love, and therefore you know how uplifting and inspiring it can be. As you have been told time and time again, love is the answer, always. It is no good waiting for others to behave lovingly first. It just does not work like that, because that is withholding love until you receive it, and so your energy field remains cool and uninviting to others. When you offer a heartfelt, loving presence, others feel it, relax into it, and then respond in like manner. The trick is to always be loving, even when you feel coldness, rejection, or attack. If you automatically erect your own defenses in a situation like that, no progress is possible, as is demonstrated very clearly as unsuccessful attempts are made all over the world to replace conflict with peace while maintaining impregnable defenses. Loving openness works, but very few have the courage to try it. Those that have are praised and honored, but are almost always thought to be exceptional people operating in exceptional circumstances that have little or no bearing elsewhere. This is most definitely not the case, so learn from those who show that love works, follow their examples, and take courage from the results that you achieve, initially probably quite small, but startling enough to encourage you to continue. Love starts with you. It is as simple as that. But nearly all of your cultures have taught you to be cautious, to withhold love until it can be safely offered to one who will honor it and return it. That just builds an impasse, an uncrossable barrier, demonstrating hostility and distrust. Love offers itself without barriers or defenses of any kind, and continues to do so even when it encounters blocking barriers and defenses, thus dissolving them, or at least bypassing them, and allowing trust to grow. In this new year of 2014, make it your resolution and intent to offer only love, regardless of any barriers or defenses that you may encounter, and help to awaken humanity, as has always been your intent from the moment that you incarnated as humans. You have limitless support and encouragement from all in the spiritual realms, and that will assure your success. With so very much love, Saul.